on the field and inside the clubhouse. This is Brewers Extra Innings, live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Greg Matzik.
To the Dodgers, 6-2, the final from Dodger Stadium. Welcome in. It is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Greg Matzik and Jeff Cirillo with you. We'll go to about 12:30 or so tonight. Dom Catronio called me, Jeff. He just said, hey, I can't stay awake. I'm not going to be able to make it through tonight's game. So I got the call from the bullpen. I have stepped in to handle duties tonight here. Unfortunately, we're talking about a Brewers loss. And really, what this game could have been if Andrew Monasterio delivers a clean throw to first base in what became a decisive inning in which the Dodgers were able to get on the board and then continue the onslaught there. It was the sixth inning where things just kind of went haywire here for the Brewers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, Monasterio has been so good over at third base this year and such a good true arm. Just one of those ones, just a little bit erratic, and give credit to the Dodger hitter who ran hard down the line.
Yeah, you know, it looked like, Jeff, things were sort of trending that way. Like Adrian Hauser was, you know, snapping off some good sliders. His sinker is working pretty well. I thought he had, the benefit of the zone tonight as well. He was frustrating Dodgers hitters with what he had. It seemed like he was riding a bit of a high wire act at times. So I guess I'm not surprised they were able to put a little bit of wood on the ball. But that's Adrian, right? I mean, it's going to be a put the ball in play sort of night. He's not a high volume strikeout sort of guy. He had a nice strikeout total tonight, a little higher than usual, but the ball's going to be put in play. And the defense knows that you really do have to be on your game defensively here. You know, he's not going to blow guys away like Freddie, Corbin, and Brandon is. So you know that going in, and it just shows you against a team like the Dodgers, boy, you just can't give them an inch because that lineup is pretty stacked, and, you know, they're able to take advantage tonight.
That's right. I mean, it's one of those ones, too. I mean, you kind of live by the ground ball, die by the ground ball. And tonight, even Terang on that one, you know, it was one of those ones. You had two good runners going, and it was a play where, I mean, if you look at the replay, you know, he tries to one-hand it and trying to go through that base at turn two on that ground ball. But I think they gave Freeman a base hit on. They probably weren't going to turn a double play on that ball. But, I mean, the Brewers would not be in this position if they didn't have good starting pitching, but they definitely wouldn't be there if they didn't have the defense that they've been rolling out there. And you got to give a little pardon tonight to Monasterio and Terang at second base, because I thought the double play ball was also, I mean, you saw Hauser was a little bit frustrated because he got the ground ball that he wanted. But just like you said, it just wasn't one of the nights for Hauser. I mean, he was kind of skating around some trouble there. And the Dodgers are a really good fastball hitting team. And you saw they were attacking early. And he may be getting a little bit of the benefit of the doubt on some of those balls, but boy, this time he had a little two-seamer knife from Greg Maddux to land on that front hem on lefties.
What did you see tonight from Bobby Miller? I mean, the stuff was electric, and at one point he retired 18 in a row. The Brewers got him for one early. Carlos Santana hits a home run off a relief pitcher a little bit later in the game, and that was about it, right? I mean, 18 in a row retired. it's probably an easy question to answer, but what was working so well for Miller?
Well, he's just a guy that's just stuff over style, right? I mean, he's up to 101. You can see the finish on his fastball with like an 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball hook. So when you look at a guy, when you scout that guy, you know, you see the stuff. It's just overwhelming, just stuff. But, you know, the Brewers, like you said, they had a chance to get to him early, especially the first two hitters get on. And then Santana just clips that ball. And I know playing at Dodger Stadium, early in the night, the ball really travels well. And just he just must have just cut that off the tick. I mean, it could have been a different ball game. It could have been 3-0, you know, after basically, you know, three hitters in the game. So, you know, it was one of those ones. The first inning was the chance to get Miller tonight, and they just weren't able to capitalize. The only one run that first inning.
So when a starting pitcher, Jeff, is throwing 101, and it's got that electrifying stuff, can snap off a slider at, you know, 90 miles an hour, can snap off a changeup and bring it down another couple ticks, what do you sit on? What do you wait on when a guy has that kind of stuff? I mean, your reaction time is just so limited when he's throwing that hard.
Well, you kind of equate him a little bit to like a Kerry Wood, right? He's got the finish to his fastball. Kerry Wood, when he was young with the Cubs, I mean, he was up to about 98, 99, maybe 100 at times. It's one of those guys who's got to really hammer the zone down, right? He saw a dominant pitch in there, and eventually he got his group. And you saw him kind of just blow fastballs to that top of the zone, just a little bit above the belt, really hard to lay off of. Umpire probably is call it, but one of those pitches that you really can't do much with it. Although it looks good in batting practice, you know, I just used to kind of tuck on my helmet to really try and force myself to get this pitcher to get the ball down, because the velocity is going to just have so much ramp up when it gets to the top of the zone.
Well, and I know the rules have changed a little bit from when you played, but is there anything you can do to sort of take that guy out of his rhythm?
No, nothing. And it's one of those ones, and it used to be, you know, like when Roger Clemens was throwing on one of these great pitchers, you know, we're just going to work on him, you know, maybe take a strike, you know, first time through, everyone take a strike to see if maybe you could get to 100 pitches through five innings. But today's baseball game, it really doesn't matter. I think the Dodgers are coming off an off day anyway. So it's one of those ones that you just, you know, those guys are out there for five, six innings. They're going to get their 100 pitches in, and then they're going to turn out of the bullpen no matter what. It comes to the fifth inning, sixth inning, or seventh inning.
You know, I'm trying to think of the number of starting pitchers who were throwing 100 to 101 when you were playing, right? I mean, you nailed it with Roger Clemens, and it seems like that list is growing longer and longer by the year, right? I mean, relievers, closers, yeah, you're going to have those guys here and there peppered throughout the league. But, Jeff, there's more and more starters who are hitting this number now than I can ever remember.
Yeah, very few. I mean, and like, so what do you do, right, as a hitter? I mean, you can train for speed. You know, they have those machines that can really ramp it up. But at the same time, you can train for velocity. But, you know, the brain still has to equate, you know, ball strike, you know, break ball, everything just kind of speeds up the process. You know, it's kind of, you put it to your viewers, it's like, imagine you're an intermediate skier, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, I'm going to go down double diamond, right? It's a scary thought. You know, the brain starts moving too fast, and it just gets out of whack. So it's one of those problems. I mean, you see what they're doing, right? You know, you change the bases to create more stolen bases. You know, the scorekeeping has been a little bit egregious as far as leaning towards the hitter to get those batting averages up. And then, of course, with the shifting, where you take away the shifting. But I just don't see, you know, hitters, they can train for velocity, but at the same time, it's really hard not to cheat when you're seeing 101 coming out of the arm.
Yeah, that's not easy. That's not easy, and it proved to be challenging for the Brewers tonight. They get a run in the first inning, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe just you can tack a couple of more on because you know the Dodgers are going to score. But, I mean, it's really until the seventh inning before the Brewers do anything at the plate, and Carlos Santana hits a ball that hasn't really landed yet. It started to come out a little bit here, Jeff. I know it's been kind of a slow start for Santana and for Mark Canha. Canha especially has had some big hits and some big moments here. It'd be kind of peppering a Brewers win on a couple of occasions with extra base hits in the 10th inning. Santana, you hope for anything to help kind of turn things around. I think his overall power numbers are going to be there. He's still a pretty good first baseman. Do you feel like these guys are starting to settle in a little bit? Are you seeing anything specific out of those guys specifically that leads you to believe they're on the right track?
I think that both guys, you gotta remember how the Brewers have won most of these games, right? It's been kind of basically their starting pitching, not so much the starting pitching, but more that back end of their bullpen and their defense, right? And just kind of execute. Tonight, they didn't get that done. But, you know, Santana, you know, from a statistical standpoint, his zone rating and his defensive war are plus, right? He ranks as one of the tops. And then you have the veteran leadership that he presents. You know, he has this ability to switch hit, right? So you can't really play the matchup game with him with left-right. Plus, he has presence and bat speed, and he's one of those guys that's been before. Canha's a guy that has flexibility, right? He can play first base. You know, he can play both center field, left field, right field, and he's hit left-handed pitching throughout his career. So, I mean, from a defense standpoint, they were neutral, and then from an offense standpoint, it's only an up swing from what they were getting.
6-2, the final. The Brewers fall to the Dodgers. There is some good news in the whole evening here, and that is the Cubs and Reds both lost their games. Credit to the White Sox for snapping a losing streak and defeating the Cubs at Wrigley tonight. So good on the White Sox for getting a victory over the Cubs. Reds also falling today. So the Brewers maintain their 3.5-game advantage despite losing tonight to the Dodgers by a final of 6-2. Much more with Jeff Cirilla coming up on the other side. We're just getting started here. It's Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Hit us up here. The Old National Bank talk and text line is available to you at 855-616-1620. Much more right after this on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
For the local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been servicing businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. Greg Matzik in for Dom Cotroneo tonight. Jeff Cirillo in for Jeff Cirillo as the Brewers fall to the Dodgers 6-2, the final game, one of a three-game series, and it is time to figure out our player of the game. Brewers fans, every day the Salvation Army provides shelter, meals, and support to those in need. Your donations help make a difference. Visit samilwaukee.org to help today. Salvation Army player of the game. But it's really hard to ignore what the Dodgers starting pitching did here tonight in this game, Jeff. I know we like to have this be a Milwaukee Brewer. I suppose offensively, you look at Carlos Santana. Adrian Hauser did a fine job overall. Had some bad luck in the decisive sixth inning. But Bobby Miller was the best player on the diamond tonight, given what he did, retiring 18 in a row. I'm not sure if there's much to debate on this one tonight. He pretty much had things on cruise control.
No, I would say that. But I'm going to actually go off the board. I'm going to go with Bryce Wilson going 2.1 innings and just shoulder load and just kind of giving the bullpen a rest, right? I mean, they've won three games in a row playing the White Sox, having to use their bullpen. So I think that Bryce William kind of gets the game ball for me tonight, just so he was able to eat those innings and keep the bullpen at bay.
Yeah, very good point. So you've got Adrian Hauser getting the start tonight. Hobie Milner comes in. Rare kind of appearance for him, just a third of an inning, and is tagged with a couple of earned runs and inherited a little bit of traffic on the base pass as well. But you're right, Bryce Wilson, 2 1/3, allowing just two hits, so a pretty solid effort for him tonight, what he was able to do, because you know, hope to get to a point in this series where you do have to rely on your A bullpen. You'd like to see it. So you're going to get Wade Miley and Clayton Kershaw on the mound tomorrow. Runs could be at a premium. With both pitchers dealing and performing rather well, we certainly know that Kershaw's a future Hall of Famer. Miley's been strong this season. So if you don't have to dip into that A bullpen, granted, you'd like to win the game. I understand that. But 2 1/3 and a quiet 2 1/3, really, for Wilson. 29 pitches, that's pretty efficient 2 1/3 innings work.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's one of those ones. I think the game was in check. You could kind of see any fan could watch that game and know that the Dodgers kind of had that one in check, other than Santana's home run late. That was just kind of a blip run on the board, but just he was in cruise control. The Brewers really didn't surmount much of an offense after that first inning. So, but tonight, I mean, you thought tonight's game was quick. Like, watch Kershaw and Miley pitch tomorrow. They might set a record and get under 2 hours.
Could certainly be. Hey, I don't think people would mind. I don't think would mind, especially those who do, any kind of post-game work, right? Quick game, one that starts at 9:10, 9:15 or so. It wouldn't mind that thing hustling along. There is a reality here too, Jeff. If the Brewers are a postseason team, if they do qualify for the postseason, whether it's winning the El Central or being a wild card team, you still have to look at teams like the Dodgers and the Braves and say that there is a little bit of separation. Not that they can't be felled in any way, right? And if the Brewers are attacking the Dodgers in a playoff series with Burns and Peralta and Woodruff, right, that you'd like their chances given their pitching. But I think what you learn about a team like the Braves when you play them in a three-game series, what you learn about a team like the Dodgers is that there's just not a lot of room to breathe. And you really can't afford to have those two mistakes, right? Two errors on the board, that might work against the White Sox. That might work against the Nationals or other teams that really don't have the postseason in view. But you got to be a little extra crisp when you play a team like Los Angeles, especially in their park.
It's one of those ones. Every team has a reason. Even the Dodgers have their – the Dodgers' bullpen's not great, right? And the Braves' bullpen's not great. Where the bullpen for the Brewers is very great. And, the fact that they're getting all these starting pitching back, we all know. I mean, we know that offense is not going to carry the load through the playoffs. It always comes down to that starting pitching, airtight, late inning relief pitching, swing and miss stuff. and then defense, right? And, you know, the Brewers, it's still a recipe for winning. You know, it's not sexy. It's not one of those ones where we're going to hit big three-run homers and their lineup's just going to be stacked. You know, they just do it economically, just with, like, pitching and defense, the old adage, right?
That is certainly the case, right? I mean, and it's among the things the Brewers do best. I mean, that is the backbone of this team as their offensive numbers. You just look at where they rank, right? And it underscores why it's so important the Brewers have a quality defensive unit on the field and they're able to get work done with their pitching, which they largely have been. Have you been on teams like that where, you know, I've seen so many Brewers teams that were built around, you know, Fielder, Braun, Weeks, Hardy, Hart. Like, that was the core offense. You're just hoping to get anything out of your pitching, and oh, then Giovanni Gallardo gets injured, and everything feels like you're up against the wall. This team is built behind pitching that started to come through the system in 2018 when Peralta, Burns, and Woodruff were coming out of the bullpen. Well, now they've asserted themselves as among the best starters in the National League, and it's more about that and the run prevention unit than it is the run scoring unit. It's just crazy how baseball works. It's hard to have all of that in sync in a given year for one team.
I think that the ability to quantify today through analytics and through TrackMan and to see these guys getting their jumps and to see what defense does and run prevention does for a team, right? You have a guy, that's why you had a lot of guys that's, you know, like Jeff Mathis, and not to knock him out at all, but he'd stick around the big leagues for an extra 3, 4, 5 years just based on the fact, you know, his zone rating just behind the plate, just stealing strikes, you know, and how many strikes he steals. And then you look at it, you know, the ability to, like, his WAR at the end of the year, right? If you look, I always do that whenever I go to a baseball game, like especially go to the Mariners games, you know, and a lot of these guys I didn't know, like went to the Orioles game the other day, and just I'm just looking at their guys' WAR for the year, right? And, you know, just, and it's not surprising that the Orioles are having a good season because they have all these guys that are kind of in the 3 WAR already, you know, and a 2.2 is a WAR for an average player. So it's very interesting how they quantify defense and run prevention. And I think over 162 games, it doesn't sell tickets in the winter, like that sexy, you know, third baseman that's, you know, big free agents hit 40, 50 home runs the year before, you know, like a rundown. You know, it's the pitching. It's the pitching and the defense.
Absolutely is the case and critical for the Brewers. It's part of the reason why they are where they are. That's 3.5 games up on the Cubs and Reds for first place in the NL Central. 65-55, Brewers record after losing tonight 6-2. The final, the Dodgers improved to 72-46. We'll get you highlights from tonight's game coming up. We'll also hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell. We'll check in again with Jeff Cirillo on tomorrow's program, hopefully talking about a Brewers win. Jeff, appreciate your time, my friend. You have yourself a good night.
Oh, great talking to you. Hopefully I can see you tomorrow night, too.
Sounds good. Jeff Cirillo joining us here. It's Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. More right after this. Six to the final tonight. The Brewers drop game one of a three-game series to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Just two hits for the Brewers tonight. Carlos Santana hit a home run that really hasn't landed yet. That was a bomb, a missile shot. Cosmetically, it makes things look a little bit better. But just not much going here for the Brewers offense. One kind of rough inning after an Andrew Monasterio error, and that paved the way, really opened the floodgates here for the Dodgers to score 5 runs. Boy, what this game could have been if Andrew Monasterio just has a clean throw over to first base and Santana is able to come down before the runner crosses first base, right? The Dodgers played 5 runs, maybe should have had the game tied after that inning. And maybe you're talking about using your A bullpen and shutting things down and winning another squeaker or going to extra innings. Sadly, it is not the case as the Brewers fall 6-2. Brewers manager Craig Counsell addressing the media following tonight's loss.
Which is one mistake sort of opening the door for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely when you look back on it, you know, we make the play and for the second out, and it's probably a different inning, and then, you know, even after that, it's, you know, 4 ground balls go through, and that's, you know, the chances of that seem pretty slim. But it happened, and you know, in between, Martinez hit a ball hard, but you know, they hit 4 ground balls out of the reach of our guys, unfortunately, and so the, you know, it ended up costing us.
What'd you think of Adrian? Just, I mean, he worked out of some trouble in the 4th and the 5th.
Yeah, I mean, we had another defensive mistake that kind of caused trouble, and he he worked himself out of that and pitched well, and the first three innings were outstanding. He was ahead in the count, really good glove side, really good with the off speed in the zone, so did a nice job. It's kind of one of those games like what if, but in the end they made us pay for it.
You said he had wiggled out of trouble up until that point. Steve Martinez a third time, is that just going to be a tough spot for him or any pitcher there?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the consideration, was to go to Hobie, really, for Muncy. And we got a ground ball there, just, went through. And, with all the lefties coming up after Martinez, that was kind of the thought. But, it's the ground balls that got through in the end to me. Like, even keeping it Hobie gets a ground ball to Kiki Hernandez, and just a very weakly hit ground ball. And if we get an out there and it's a 3-1 game or something like that, it's a different game. But, they made us pay.
What'd you think of Bobby Miller's stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's, what we thought. It's a really good fastball. He struggled with the fastball command kind of early in the game, and then got the fastball in the zone a little more, and that's going to make it tough.
I kind of feel it. He was still in the sixth inning. It looks like he's a guy who sustains it throughout the game too.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it could drop off a little and still be tough.
What's your team's approach this series? Because you're facing a really good playoff opponent right here.
Our approach?
The importance of this series against this team.
You got to play a good game to beat them. I mean, we found that out tonight. Mistakes probably are compounded. Offensively, we probably didn't do enough on a normal night regardless, but, I think that's what you always, that against good teams, that, mistakes, which is probably our strength, the defensive part of the side of the ball is, I feel like we're as good as anybody. That part of our game and our team is, something that has won us a lot of games. And we need it, then it keeps games close, and we just didn't execute it tonight.
It's Brewers manager Craig Counsell following tonight's game, a 6-2 loss for the Brewers, game one of a three-game series against the Dodgers. We'll run through some highlights from tonight's game coming up in just a few moments. Also a preview of tomorrow night's game. It's after this on WTMJ.
Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get up!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Greg Matzek.
Well, one of the series that you knew was going to be challenging for the Milwaukee Brewers, coming off a three-game series sweep of the White Sox. Brewers had won four straight games entering tonight's contest against the Dodgers team that had won eight in a row. So it was a something-had-to-give sort of night at Dodger Stadium. A beautiful night for baseball in Los Angeles, with Adrian Hauser on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Miller going for the Dodgers. And the Brewers were able to get something going in the first inning. A Christian Yelich single led things off. William Contreras then walked after a Carlos Santa flyout to center field. Yelich went to third base. And it wasn't sexy by any stretch of the imagination, but it was effective with Sal Frelick at the plate.
0-2 pitch. Frelick, broken bat, grounder to second base. Betts has it. He'll go to second for one. That's all they're going to get. So Yelich will score from third, and the Brewers are on the board. It's 1-0 crew as Frelick hits into the fielder's choice RBI.
There you go, right? Fielder's choice RBI just has to be effective. It certainly was. Sal Frelick continues to deliver in Craig Counsell's lineup. Adrian Hauser very much in cruise control in the early going of this game. Retired Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Smith in order in the first inning. Very quiet 1-2-3 inning for Adrian Hauser. Fortunately, the Brewers went down quiet in their half of the second, as did the Dodgers in their half of the frame. Brewers went down 1-2-3 in the third. Kind of a theme here, right? It was a quick moving game as the Brewers held a 1-0 lead into the fourth inning. Ultimately, with Adrian Hauser pitching, he was starting to record strikeout after strikeout and navigated some challenging situations where He's a ground ball pitcher, right? So when Bryce Durang has an opportunity to get a glove on a ball and it gets away from his glove, it sort of catches your attention. That happened twice in the fourth inning. An infield single from Mookie Betts. Then you had Freddie Freeman grounding into a fielder's choice. Betts was ultimately safe at second as Durang couldn't quite corral the ball. Don't think it would have been a double play, but at least you get the lead runner. Well, that's when Hauser really settled in. Retired the next batter on a foul out to the catcher. Max Muncy struck out looking. J.D. Martinez struck out looking. And the Brewers escaped without having a run on the board.
Then another 1-2. Martinez takes strike three called on the outside corner. Another beautiful Adrian Hauser slider. He rung up Muncy, and then he rings up J.D. Martinez. And the inning is over just like that.
So 1-0 into the bottom of the fifth. Hauser still on the mound. Peralta hits a single to center to lead things off. Jason Hayward then doubled to right, putting Peralta on third. Hauser then settled down with recording a strikeout. Ultimately, the Dodgers were able to tie the game.
Hauser's first pitch is a ground ball to short, fielded by Adames. Spins, throws to first in time. Coming down the line and scoring is Peralta, but a nifty, rangy play from Willie Adames. Otherwise, that ball might have snuck through and ended up counting for two runs. We're tied at one.
The Dodgers would get those runs back, however, in the sixth. Freddie Freeman led off the inning, popping out to third base. And then the next batter was safe at first on a throwing error by Andrew Monasterio. Game still tied at one, but certainly the complexion of the game would change. It's kind of when the floodgates opened here, as the Dodgers were able to play several runs in that decisive sixth inning.
0-1, high fly ball out to left. Yelich racing back. It is off the wall over his head. He'll collect it on a bounce. Around third is Smith. He will score. It's 2-1 Dodgers. Muncy stops at third. It's an RBI double for J.D. Martinez as he drives in his 77th of the season.
So the Dodgers went on top 2-1. They would add two more the next hitter.
2-2. Bouncer back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Muncy is in. Around third and heading for home is Martinez. He will score. It's 4-1 Dodgers.
Yeah, six hits for the Dodgers in the inning, and they're able to score five runs. That really was the decisive inning in the game. You do wonder what it would have been if Andrew Monasterio's throwing error weren't. If it was just a nice, clean play, you know, maybe you're looking at a 2-1 game at that juncture. But the Brewers' offense really was nothing to write home about throughout the entire evening. This particular at-bat from Carlos Santana was, however.
Yarbrough's 2-0. Hammered to left. Oh, my goodness. What a shot. Carlos Santana up into the night and almost over all the bleachers at Dodgers Stadium for a home run. Just about the back row of the bleachers. What a greeting of Yarbrough by Carlos Santana. He has just hit his fourth as a Brewer, and it's now a 6-2 ball game in the seventh.
Yeah, it was a 2-0 count, 442 feet to left field. Ball has not landed yet. Carlos Santana with a moonshot. Left fielder didn't even move. Didn't even move as the ball landed deep in the seats at Dodger Stadium. However, prior to that, Dodgers pitching had retired 18 in a row. So there was really nothing for the Brewers' offense. Not a lot of traffic on the base pass. Just two hits for Milwaukee on the night. And a very simple ending to the game.
And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Santana strikes out. This game is over. The Dodgers with a 6-2 series opening victory over the Brewers here tonight. They snap the Brewers' four-game winning streak.
So 6-2, the final. The Brewers fall in game one of the three-game series. Adrian Hauser takes the loss for the Brewers. So the good news is, as I mentioned earlier, the Brewers remain 3.5 games up in the Cubs and Cardinals, Cubs and Reds, who both lost tonight. So they protect their lead in the division entering tomorrow's game two. A little preview of that matchup coming up right after this. More Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Time for our difference-making moment of the game presented by Annex Wealth Management. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning from a fee-only fiduciary. Forget commission, sales, pitches, and financial products you don't need. Know the difference. Annex provides elite, comprehensive financial planning customized to who you are and what you need. Just visit annexwealth.com. They do a fantastic job at Annex Wealth Management. You know, play of the game to me is what we talked about here. It's Andrew Monasterio's throwing error. It kind of opened the door to that five-run inning for the Dodgers, the decisive inning in tonight's game. You know, really only one inning in the entire game where you saw a lot of traffic on the base pass, hit after hit after hit, and run after run after run. That was in the sixth inning. But again, the floodgates sort of opened after Monasterio's throwing error. He is not in the lineup because he is an outstanding fielder, right? I mean, he's not going to win a gold glove, more than likely, in his career. But his hitting has progressed to the point where you almost have to have him in a lineup where your offense is struggling. And he did put good one on the ball today. Didn't have the results to show for it in the box score. But a throwing error against a team like the Dodgers, that's going to come back to bite you, right? You make that mistake against the Braves, it's going to come back to bite you. And it ultimately bit the Brewers here. Following the error, the Dodgers score four times in that sixth inning to cement the game here. So the Brewers get just a hit and a run after that to make it 6-2, I guess. Maybe a little more cosmetically appealing, but the play of the game, the difference-making moment of the game, is the error. One of two on the night for the Brewers in a 6-2 loss. So Wade Miley's going to be on the mound tomorrow. Clayton Kershaw's going to go for the Dodgers. So lefty on lefty. It might be an hour, 45-minute game. And starting at 9:10, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But you just get the feeling runs are going to be at a premium tomorrow. I know Kershaw has had his struggles against the Brewers and in the postseason. This is not the postseason. It is the Brewers visiting. You'd love to have those struggles continue tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. But this is now a team that's won 9 straight games, right? This is one of very few teams in all of baseball that has eclipsed the 70-win total. This is one of the highest payrolls in all of baseball. It's not a shock to see the Dodgers where they are. They get off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but this is a high-quality team, 72-46 for a reason. I don't think they're better than the Braves, but they are a fantastic team. Nobody would be surprised to see the Dodgers represent the National League in the World Series. And if you're the Brewers, you know, not only are you trying to, you know, kind of own things in the National League Central, but I think maybe to some degree you're also looking to maybe prove to yourselves that you can go to Dodger Stadium and win a series. You can win a game, right? You can go against Clayton Kershaw and get a victory. A playoff series against the Dodgers would likely involve Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddy Peralta, at the very least, at least two out of the three. And you're not going to have that luxury in this particular series. Not that Adrian Hauser hasn't had a decent season. As a number five, he's got about a 4.5 ERA. I think you sign up for that. That's okay. Wade Miley's been very effective when healthy. Then you get Burns on the back end of this series to close things out. So you get a taste of Corbin here against one of the better teams in all of baseball. That'll be in the final game of the series before you go to Texas. And Brandon Woodruff and Freddy Peralta will appear against the Rangers in that series. So a challenging road trip here. Brewers gave themselves a little breathing room with that three-game sweep of the White Sox, but it only gets tougher after leaving Chicago. A little preview of tomorrow night's matchup. After this, we'll wrap things up. It's Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Night, Wednesday morning, however you want to look at it. My special thanks to Stephen Watson for keeping me awake. I know you're out there, pal. Drive safe. 43 is a mess. Special thanks to Jeff Cirillo for joining us on the program as well. Always good to connect with Jeff, as unfortunately we're talking about a Brewers loss here to the Dodgers. This is where it gets tough now for the Brewers. Long road trip, right? 9 games. You had the luxury of a day off yesterday, getting out to the West Coast from the Midwest. Well, now you got to run it. Now you got to run it through with 2 more games against the Dodgers and 3 against a Rangers team that is also red hot in the American League as you start to approach the final month of the season. Also, something to look forward to here. I know it's a little bit different of a game than it used to be. Rosters don't expand like they used to expand. I'm kind of curious what to see what the Brewers do here when the rosters are able to be expanded. You might be looking at an arm coming to the team. I get notes probably once a week from those wondering about Keston Hira. My feeling is this. If Keston Hira is not on the team right now, he will not be when rosters expand. He is a net negative in the field, and he would only be used as a designated hitter. But what he's done at AAA, he has done routinely at AAA, only not to find nowhere near the same level of success at the Major League level. I also have people in my inbox asking me about Jesse Winker. Will Winker return to the team? I don't think there's a path to at-bats for Jesse Winker in a Brewers uniform. Right, I know he's in a rehab stint and he kind of hangs around the organization, maybe just in case something happens to Carlos Santana or Mark Canha, two logical options for designated hitter. You can play both at first base, really, if you want. You still have Owen Miller kind of toiling around in the minor leagues. I'd rather see him on the team in a role than Jesse Winker. When your role is designated hitter and you can't field a lick and you're hitting under 200, I have a hard time finding at-bats for you. And Jesse Winker should never have another at-bat as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's my ultimate feeling on him. We'll see. Starting a rehab stint, so he's staying connected with the organization. Roddy Tellez also making progress in a rehab capacity. Dom Catronio will be back tomorrow, hopefully talking about a Brewers win in Game 2 of this three-game series against the Dodgers as we continue with Brewers extra innings following each and every game of this regular season. Appreciate you being part of our program each and every night and checking us out either on the podcast or at WTMJ or online at WTMJ.com. 6-2 the final tonight. Dodgers best the Brewers in Game 1 of this three-game series. Enjoy the rest of your night on WTMJ.